The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. On one occasion, trying to discern God's will, and really uncertain, you know, Lord, do you want me doing this or not? Is this really your will? Am I deceiving myself? I went to my spiritual director and I just laid it all before him. And I remember one of the principles of discernment he gave me was this. He said, when you do that, do you do it in a sense behind closed doors? Right? Do you want to turn down the shades? You know, turn off the light so that no one knows about it. What would you think, what would you feel if other people found out that you were doing that? Would you be embarrassed? Would you be ashamed? Is there any problem in bringing it to the light? Now, there are some things we do in private and ought to be kept private. But when we are doing certain things in private because we want to hide them in secrecy so that no one can possibly know, and we would be ashamed if they did find out, it's probably not part of God's plan for our lives. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light, does not want his works exposed. Whoever lives the truth comes to the light, because his works are done in God. I just picked up a really beautiful work, a little simple work. And it's about a woman named Maria Sims, and she would be able to see souls in purgatory, and they would communicate with her. And on one occasion, somebody came and they said, you know, excuse me, I'd like to find out about two individuals whom I was very close to in this life, but are already deceased. She said, there was a woman, and I know that she had an abortion. And I wonder, was she saved? Could she have been saved? And this woman, Maria, said, yes, she is in heaven. She repented greatly for what she had done. And she said, you know, there's a man I know who died right around the same time as her. Is he in heaven? He was a very devout, faithful Catholic man. He went to Mass often. And she said, that man is still in purgatory. And she said, what? The woman had an abortion. How could she be in heaven already? And she said, that man, while externally living a very devout life, was so incredibly critical behind closed doors. He spoke ill of people all the time, and so he's still awaiting eternal life in heaven. Whoever does wicked things hates the light and does not want his works exposed. Whoever lives the truth loves the light and comes to the light, because his works are done in God.